I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One of the best weekends of the year in college football is arriving. Tonight we've got Pac-12, Utah and Oregon tonight for the Pac-12 championship. Yeah, but we've got most of the games tomorrow. We also have NFL as well. We're joined by our good friend Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports Lee. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Is this one of your favorite sports weekends of the year?
No.
No. Well, I appreciate that being so matter-of-fact.
Being honest, I mean, I like it when there's, you know, 50, 60 college games.
I'm with you, Lee.
I understand.
I'm with you, Lee. It feels, to me, this weekend, there's this overriding feeling of it's coming to an end. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I got that feeling. I mean, for me, college basketball is going on at the same time, so a lot of work for me, but there's nothing like a Saturday where I got three TVs going, sure. I got a computer on either side of me in my man cave, and just the bedlam, and got a couple guys usually from the office in the man cave with me, or a few friends.
That sounds fun.
We're talking, we're watching, we're betting, we're rooting. I mean,
That sounds fun.
That to me. Yeah, two games on at one time just isn't enough.
I like the way you talk.
That's good stuff there, Lee. All right, Lee, let's get to this week's games. Yep. Georgia in the SEC title game is a 6-point favorite against Alabama. Do they cover? Do they win? What are your thoughts?
Come on, Ty.
On
Come
SEC
on, Ty.
Title game.
Come on, Ty.
So normally I look at you look at a better coach, better quarterback, and you're all over it. I'm not here. There's something wrong with Alabama. I mean, last month, LSU held them to 20 points. They were blitzing almost every single down. Auburn held them to 3 points with 30 seconds to go in the game. They only beat Arkansas by 7. Georgia's a different animal this year. They beat Arkansas by 37, beat Auburn by 24. I just think something's wrong here. I think whether it's an offensive lineman missing a block, a bad play call for the defense against that certain defense, or, you know, you got a quarterback misreading something. It just seems like it happens almost every play, and I just think it's going to be too much against this Georgia defense. Just like Ohio State dominated Michigan for a decade, Alabama's dominated Georgia, but history. These are historical trends. That's all they are. They're history. Georgia, 31-17.
31-17. Yep.
And that, Lee, would likely knock Alabama out of the playoff, right?
Oh, and I'll be the first one cheering. If Kirby Smart is up by 2 touchdowns, trust me, he might go for a play action, try to put it away.
And I think he should.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's move on.
Moving on, a team that's trying to make the playoff as well as a group of five teams. Cincinnati, a 10-point favorite against Houston tomorrow, Lee.
So I loved them when they played Notre Dame. They were the hunter. Now they're being hunted. The pressure is on. I think they're really good. They just have some lapses for 4 or 5 minutes in every game, and you can't do that against Houston. Houston lost their first game against Texas Tech, and they were just off the radar. And then they've won 11 straight games, all by more than a touchdown. Desmond Ridder for Cincinnati, really good quarterback, maybe just a touch below the Heisman-level guys that are going to New York City. But Clayton Tune isn't far behind. 3-year starter, dual-threat guy. In Houston, you think of them, most people do, as this high-powered offense. It's their defense that kind of fuels everything that sets up their offense this year. Number 6 defense, and I think they have the best player on the field in cornerback returner Marcus Jones here. I think this one goes down to the wire. Since he wins 31-27, but I'm taking Houston plus the points.
Well, now that could complicate things if Oklahoma State rattles Baylor. If Oklahoma State wins handily against Baylor, that could make things really interesting. Oklahoma State is a 5-point favorite against Baylor. How do you see that game, Lee?
So I watched the first game over, and Oklahoma State wins by 10, 24-14. But they dominated the game. They had a 401 to 280-yard advantage. They had 14 more first downs. Controlled the clock. The only reason the game was close was Oklahoma State quarterback Sanders threw 3 interceptions. So it looks like Baylor's quarterback, Bohannon, will probably not play in the game. And he wasn't playing great. I mean, he had 5 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in the last 4 games. His backup is not even at his level. I like Oklahoma State. And just remember, if it's close, just like the Oklahoma-Oklahoma State game, officials might just, you know, throw an extra flag or might keep their hand in their pocket and not do anything.
Hmm?
They'd like to see all that money. I'm not sure exactly what it is now, the difference between going to a good bowl to the semifinals, but it's a lot of money. And they go, the Big 12 officials on the field and up in the stands want to make sure it happens. Give me Oklahoma State 30-14.
Would they leap Notre Dame and get to the playoff, then, Lee, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think they would.
Well, no, Oklahoma State's ahead of Notre Dame right now, Jake. Oklahoma State's 5 and Notre Dame's 6.
My bad, they make the playoff then. Okay, yeah. The game in the Big Ten, Lee, Michigan a 10-point favorite trying to back up that big win against Ohio State against Iowa in the Big Ten championship game.
So I'm looking for every reason to back Iowa. So the two times they played recently, 2016, Iowa won 14-13. They only lost 10-3 in 2019. So you're thinking a low-scoring game, but this offense is dreadful for Iowa. I mean, you saw them against Nebraska. They did nothing. I mean, they have two pedestrian quarterbacks. If they fall behind by double digits, I mean, Aiden Hutchinson and his mates, I mean, they're going to go to town. 32 sacks on the year. They're allowing just 54% completion percentage. Just 3 yards per carry running the ball over the last four games. And I think Michigan's going to have a little bit different game plan. I think they're going to use the pass more to set up the run here. But unless Iowa's +2 or more in turnover ratio, maybe hits on a trick play or two, I don't see it. I like Michigan. Blowout 34-13. Yep.
Jake will be happy.
Yeah, I would be happy. I would take that. Speaking of a team that's on could blow out a team, hopefully. The Dolphins, Lee, are red hot. They have won 4 straight after a 7-game skid. They won the first game, lost 7. Now they've won 4 in a row. They play the Giants, who are without Daniel Jones. It appears Mike Lennon will start on Sunday for the Giants. Do the Dolphins continue their red hot streak and try to force their way into the playoff conversation?
So here's what's crazy. So when Daniel Jones looks like he was going to be the starter, the line's 3.5. When now it looks like he will not play. The line moved to 5. And then the Giants' money came in. The line is down to 4.
Mm.
So I don't get it. Daniel Jones is so up and down. He can beat you. He can get on a roll. I've seen him where he looks like he's an all-pro quarterback. And then there's games where he is atrocious. So he scares me. Mike Glennon doesn't scare me at all here. So I think Miami's defense playing really well, mixing in the running backs well. Receivers starting to get some guys healthy off the IR. And the offensive line is actually touching a couple defensive linemen now and again. So I like Miami here. Not one of my top plays, but I think Miami wins this game 27-17.
Lead. The rest of their games are winnable. There's nobody out there they can't beat their schedule. They got the Saints still. They have the Titans, the Patriots. They're all winnable games for the Dolphins.
And let me say this. I think Miami fans want to root for New England. Let's say New England comes in the last week to play Miami.
Yep.
You want them to have like a 2-game lead. So you want them to feel good about themselves.
That's
and
right.
You don't want them, you know, like in a tie for Buffalo with Buffalo. So just another subplot there if you're rooting for Miami to somehow get into the playoffs.
Speaking of those teams, Lee, they play Monday Night Football. Bills, a 2-point favorite against the Patriots.
I like New England, and I thought Buffalo was the best team 3 or 4 weeks ago. So they're just doing everything well. They're not making mistakes. They're running the ball, stopping the run. Now White, Pro Bowl cornerback, is out for Buffalo for the year. Their offensive line, which returned pretty much everyone, not the same this year for Buffalo. Not protecting the quarterback. Give me New England. Wrong team favorite, 27-24.
27-24. All right, there's your picks. Lee, thank you for the time. Where can people check out your stuff at?
ParamountSports.com. We call it Double Down December. Last year, from the first day in December all the way through the Super Bowl, we went 37 of the last 46 games. One of the epic runs ever in the history of our company. You want to hop on board. Normally, it's $297. How about this special? Use coupon code SAVE200, just $99 through the end of the month or through the Super Bowl mid-February. Use coupon code SAVE300, just $197. Get it right now, ParamountSports.com.
Always great stuff. Lee, thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Good stuff. Great Lee Sterling, stuff. Paramount Sports again. Break running through his picks.
Run through them.
Georgia as a 6-point favorite. He has rolling over your beloved Crimson Tide. 31-17. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. No playoff for you. Too bad, Sip. It's too bad. It's just too bad. If that score just, I'm going to text you bye-bye after it happens.
Okay.
He has Cincinnati as a 10-point favorite, just beating Houston by 4.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Bearcats.
I don't know for sure.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. Hello, Cowboys.
No, it depends who else loses. He has Okie State. I didn't get his final score, but he has Okie State winning, I believe, in covering against Baylor.
Yeah. Hello, Cowboys.
Yeah, hello. We can wave to them. No,
yeah,
bye-bye.
Hello.
He has Michigan, which I'd be okay with this. I think it's going to be a close game, but he has Michigan steamrolling Iowa 34-13.
Okay.
Routing them. You can see that happening?
Yeah, I can see that definitely.
As a 10-point favorite?
Because of Iowa's impotent offense.
Has the Dolphins beating the Giants as a 5-point favorite, 27-17, and has the Patriots, he has the wrong team favorite, Bills are 2-point favorites, has the Patriots winning outright 27-24. There's your picks from Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Go to ParamountSports.com for
great
more
job.
Picks.
Great job by Lee.
We always love that segment.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yes.
You guys are quite a duo.
Yes, and hopefully we can keep talking about a Dolphins win streak.
Yes.
I'm not joking. I'm getting ahead of myself. They've won 4 straight. Giants this week, winnable. Jets in a bye week, right? They're winnable.
Oh, you're in heaven.
Then you have the Saints who have lost 5 straight games. Mm-hmm. It's in New Orleans. Don't care. Mm-hmm. They're not scary. They got beat by the Cowboys last night handily. Then the Titans without Derrick Henry. And the Patriots in Miami. Hello. Hello. We're going on a long streak here.
Yeah,
they won 9 straight games.
Hey,
we're going to the playoffs.
Hey, real quick before we get to the game
we're
show,
we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, let's go back. I mean, we're jumping around a little bit, but Keith writes in and says, "Sip, blue blood discussion.
Yeah,
Michigan
yes.
all time leader in victories.
I just don't know where you're coming from.
They're not. Now think about it. Since the great Bo Schembechler left the scene in 1989, Jake. I mean, you've talked Michigan's ripped through Gary Moeller."
Forget Lloyd Carr.
Lloyd Carr
was.
How could I forget him? He was there for like 14 years.
He was
years.
A good coach. He was successful. He was a good coach.
Oh, he threw a 7-5 in 05.
Oh, yeah, 1-7-5.
He threw an 8-4.
The rest of his records.
He threw an 8-4 and an 8-4. I mean, okay, Lloyd Carr. Then they went through the Rich Rod.
That was bad.
How about a little Rich Rod? 3-9, 5-7, and 7-6.
It didn't work out.
They
for
went
Rich
through
Rod.
Brady Hoke, Jake. I mean, they were a blue blood. In 1989. Now, here's the deal. They're still a blue blood. You don't lose blue blood status, but they're not on the same level as the 5 that we established.
You established those teams. I did not establish those.
The bluest of the blue bloods, Oklahoma,
Alabama,
USC, Notre Dame, Ohio State. The bluest of the blue bloods. Michigan, no. They're not on that plane. I'm sorry.
But you had them like a significant notch below, though.
I did not. Now you're speaking for me again. I said they're clearly not on that level.
So a definitive notch below.
Yeah.
Despite having the most wins all time in college football.
Yeah.
Read that however you want to read that. That's Sip's top 5. Michigan's
well,
not
do you put Michigan in the top 5?
They're a blue blood.
Do you put them in the top 5?
I don't limit it to 5.
Okay, all right. That's
how about
answer.
That?
That's a fair
how about
answer.
That for an answer?
Yeah, that's a fair answer.
Let's play the game show. It's been a rough week for Sip at 1-3, but no Bagel Boy shirt because you've won a game. Yeah. Today is Film Friday. I know you love this guy. Jason Bateman.
Oh, Bateman.
Is
hello.
Our trivia today. We have not done Jason
Ozark.
Bateman before. Yeah, there might be some Ozark questions
okay.
today.
Okay.
Think you know your Jason Bateman movies or TV shows, 464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685, call the Dig Down Sip and Trivia. How do you feel about Jason Bateman today?
Well, I'm a big Bateman fan because Ozark.
Yes. I knew you'd like the category.
I mean, Bateman is, in Ozark, he's borderline remarkable, right?
Yeah, I feel like you could go a whole show talking about Ozark.
Yeah.
And when they have the new season come out, I'm sure we will be talking
well,
about
it. We'll be talking a lot about it, yes.
And I'll be watching it real time.
I know you will.
Adam, how do you feel about Jason Bateman?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Okay,
Adam.
Pretty good.
How are you doing today, Adam?
Not too bad, not too bad. It's on my drive to work.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it,
Adam,
before we get to work.
Adam, first question goes to you. What is Jason Bateman's character name in the popular Netflix series Ozark? It's the reason why I didn't give Sip this question, but he could steal it, though.
I watched Ozark, too.
It's okay if you don't know.
No, I think I do know it. Give me a second.
Nope.
Five seconds, Adam. Character name for Jason Bateman in Ozark. 5, 4.
Bird. Martin Bird.
Marty Bird.
Marty Bird is correct.
Marty and Wendy. What a tandem.
look how happy. Look at his face. He's just dreaming of Ozark right now. All right, Sip, here's your first question. In what popular TV series did Jason Bateman play the character of Michael Bluth, who takes over the family business when his father is imprisoned?
There's a popular TV series that Bateman was in?
Yes. It was a comedy.
Oh, it was a comedy. Okay. Can you say that again?
Yeah. What popular TV series did Jason Bateman play the character of Michael Bluth, who takes over the family business when his father is imprisoned? This show also had Jeffrey Tambor, it had Will Arnett, Michael Cera.
Too many clues.
No, I don't know.
He has no earthly
clue. So I have no idea. I can't even hazard
this
a guess.
This is sad.
No, I don't watch those sort of shows. You know that.
What's your guess?
Identity Thief.
That is a movie he was in.
I know. I just thought of a movie.
Wow, interesting. Adam, I'm going to guess you want to steal that.
Well, yeah, I'm going to definitely steal it. Also, one of my favorite hip-hop groups of all time, Arrested Development.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
first of it. You should have had that one.
No. Okay, can I just defend myself? I've never seen an episode.
Then you've missed out. I'm going to guess that we'll tell Happer that. He's going to be disappointed because we both like that show.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode.
This is for the win, Adam. Your last question, 2-0 lead. In what 2011 movie does Jason Bateman star with Jason Sudeikis and Charlie Day as three friends who conspire to murder their higher-ups when they realize they are standing in the way of their happiness?
Something I don't have to worry about. Horrible bosses.
Wow.
And that, despite you loving Jason Bateman, is a 3-0 sweep against you. 1-4 week. And shut up, Sipple, but no Bagel Boy shirt. Adam, congrats. You get your bagels. Thanks for calling in, and call in down the road.
Absolutely. I'm going to be part of Zero Bagel Boy, but I guess I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. You weren't.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I won. I won
Tuesday.
A game, so
yeah,
no Bagel Boy
Tuesday.
Shirt, Adam. Yep. But great performance by
that
you.
That was a great performance.
Really great performance. So what are you going to ask me, his age?
Nope. That is the tiebreaker. You have
okay,
one more question, though.
Oh, okay,
you'll see if you can get one question right.
Okay.
In Ozark. Yeah, you get an Ozark question. Jason Bateman's character, Marty, has two kids. His son's name is Jonah. What's his daughter's name?
Jonah and, oh my God, got me.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Jonah.
She is older than Jonah.
Yes, Jonah. She tries to emancipate.
She does.
I can't come up with her name right now. I can see her. Jonah.
I'm going to give you a hint. It's a city. A big city in the United States.
Okay, hold on. I'll get it.
You got 5 seconds because we're low on time.
It's a big city in the
United States. 5, 4.
Seattle.
No, her name is not Seattle. Name is Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Okay.
Charlotte. Charlotte. She tried to emancipate.
Yeah, I like that question. I gave you an Ozark question.
And I would say that Marty Bird is... Well, Jason Bateman is 52.
And that is correct. One question right. He is 52 years old, so that's great. We'll bring in Happer and Schaefer next to wrap things up on the Spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.